Your new dental future starts today. This radio hour will teach you what your dentist may be doing wrong and how Dr. Randy Shoup does it right. Make sure you don't settle for overpaying and don't settle for procedures you probably don't even need. Experience dental consumer enlightenment this whole hour on the Dr. Shoup Show. We're online at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very, very much for deciding to spend another hour with me. This is where you will become smarter, better informed, certainly a more savvy medical, dental, health, wellness, and nutrition consumer. You are going to know all the information you need to know, and then some, in order to make really great decisions about how to keep you and your family healthy and happy for a lifetime. And here's how it works. We begin in Dental School 101. We have another installment of the never-ending saga of OMG Theater. Yes, it happened again. I had another patient come in. Have you got the concept? Do you believe that you are kind of on easy street, autopilot, if you will, at your dental office? You simply go in and get the checkups and everything's fine, and then wham! All of a sudden, it's not. Well, I'm going to give you a really big wham and tell you about a patient that I saw just this week who thought they were on autopilot and easy street. Until. And in Ask the Expert, we will do another COVID update, but we are going to start looking optimistically because I'm going to share with you my concept of how to get the heck out of this mess. You and I are going to talk about macroeconomics. We're going to talk about the deficit. We are going to talk about the science of how to implement a system by which we can get healthy faster. We are going to do it all. And this is one of those things where they just need to listen to you and me, and we could fix this thing. And you get to meet my good buddy, Mike. Now, Mike is the classic example of a guy that did everything he was told. He has spent countless hours in the dental chair. He has spent not a small, but a large fortune on his teeth, thinking everything was perfect, but man, was he wrong. And he is not happy about it, and he will tell and share the story with you. But first, could it be that your Chinese takeout food is actually fighting cavities? I'll tell you all about it right now.
Time to go under the microscope.
I was very excited to start my reportings.
Well, as you well know, I do a massive amount of perusing of scientific literature and articles and pieces of information that come across, and they come from a variety of sources. This research project, and I am telling you, this is not a joke. This is an honest to gosh research project, is a legitimate project, came across, and I went, I have to share this with you. Can a probiotic derived from Chinese pickles prevent cavities? That seems to be the case according to a study by researchers at the David Ben-Gurion University of Negev and Negev University in China. Negev is a city in Israel, and it is a very well-known and very well-established scientific university. Pickles are an integral part of the diet in the southwest of China. When fruits and vegetables are fermented, healthy bacteria break down the natural sugars. These bacteria, also known as probiotics, you've all heard that here before, not only preserve food but offer numerous benefits, including immune system regulation, stabilization of the intestinal microbiota, reducing cholesterol levels, and now inhibiting tooth decay. You've all heard this here already. This is great. According to the study published in Frontiers in Microbiology, a strain of lactobacilli. You've all talked about lactobacilli before. In particular, lactobacilli plantarum K41, found in Sichuan pickles, reduces the strep mutans population by 98.4%. You and I have talked that strep mutans is the far and away number one bacteria that creates tooth decay. It is the leader of the pack. It eats anything and everything, converts it to acid, and then lives in biofilms on the side of your teeth, acid eating your tooth away. You and I call that a cavity. Professor Ariel Kushmaro at David Ben-Gurion University, all right, he is the head of the biotechnical and engineering team, evaluated 14 different types of Sichuan pickles from Southwest China. They extracted 54 different strains of lactobacilli and found that one, the lactobacilli plantarum K41, significantly reduced the incidence and severity of cavities. K41 was also highly tolerant of acids and salts, an additional benefit as the probiotics for harsh oral conditions. It also could have potential commercial value when added to dietary products. So you could put this lactobacilli K41 in things, in yogurt, in cottage cheese, in whatever you wanted to put it in. And this bacteria, if it is kept alive, then starts to kill off the strep mutans bacteria, thus reducing down the incidence of caries. There are a couple of other products that we know of that do this. Number one, xylitol, the sugar. If the strep mutans eats xylitol and they have a voracious appetite for it, they virtually get no nutritional value from the xylitol at all, and they starve to death. There is a particular part of true honest to gosh licorice root extract that is incredibly toxic for strep mutans cell walls. And so you put this licorice root extract in a solution and bathe your teeth with it, the strep mutans literally fall apart and die. So there are a variety of these that we have found, but finding another relatively well tolerated, normally in the oral environment, it's not a weird, strange invader. But from a particular group of or type of Sichuan pickle. Now, they didn't say diddly squat about grandma's bread and butter pickles. Didn't say a thing about a good kosher dill. Okay, so I think there needs to be more experimentation. I'm one personally happy to try them out. I don't know about you. Really do okay. Enjoy a good pickle. So there you have it. Eat your pickles in your Sichuan chicken with happiness. Now, up next, another episode in OMG Theater. Just when you thought you had a sweet deal at the dentist, wham, no you don't. I'll tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. When other dentists think it's mission impossible, when other dentists simply do not fully execute an important procedure, a patient may make an evasive maneuver.
I had a patient get up out of a dental chair, get in their car, and drive to my office. She was still numb from being in the previous office.
Sometimes Dr. Shoup just says, OMG, what was that dentist thinking anyway? Then he tackles the problem and saves the dental patient's future. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. We're online at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
I really don't know what I do if I
Well, it is so good to have you here. Thank you very, very much. I really enjoy it. I am honored every time you decide to come play with me. Thank you very much. I always want to remind you to go to ddsradio.com. This is where you can submit to me ideas, concepts, questions, things going on in your life that you want me to research or talk about or help explain on the program. And because you do such a great job, we talk about a lot of really, really interesting things. So thank you very much. Today is another episode in the never-ending saga of OMG Theater. And that's what I call when I see something come through my door and I just sit there and go, OMG, how did this happen? So on this particular episode, I'm going to give you the backstory first and then tell you what was going on. Really, really cool, great guy comes into the office. He has been going to his dentist for years. I'm talking years. Same dentist, same hygienist, same everything for years. Loves him. Great relationship. Everything's perfect. Everything is dandy. Not much work to do. A chip here, maybe a couple of years later, a cavity there, maybe an old filling needed to be replaced. He certainly at some point had a couple of crowns done, but really not much to show for anything big. And he liked it a lot. This patient liked it a lot because he could go in every 6 months. Occasionally he would miss his appointment, and so he would kind of be late, and then he'd only get one cleaning in a year, but nobody seemed to get riled up about that. And the cleanings were so easy. He would come in, and everybody knew him, and he would sit in the chair and talk to the hygienist, and they knew all about everything, and the hygienist never hurt, never made things sore, never really kind of pushed it along, and they were all shiny and nice when he came out of the office. And on occasion, they would take some x-rays, and the doc would come in and look at him, and just in a real short period of time, sit down and go tink, tink, scratch, scratch. My gosh, it looks really good. There you go. And whoosh, out the door he would go. And so one day, he shows up at this dental office, and the dentist says, boy, I'm not sure, but I think you need another crown on that molar back there. So the patient, having heard the radio show, has some little bells and whistles go off in his head, and he goes, well, now maybe I'm going to give the weird guy on the radio a call and go see if really if it's the real deal or what the heck's going on. So he calls up, makes an appointment, and he comes in strictly for nothing but a second opinion on the crown. I'm looking at one tooth, one thing, one issue, one question. Does this tooth need and have to have a crown done on it? Sits in the chair, nicest guy in the world, talk about his medical history, talk about what he has had done in his history of dentistry. He relates the story I just related to you. Everything is hunky-dory and dandy, and no, he really is not thrilled about having another crown. He's heard my stories and my conversations on the radio, and does he have to have one? Opened up his mouth, look inside, and look at the tooth in question, and of course, he does not need to have a crown. And he said, I asked him, I said, has this tooth been bothering you? And he goes, well, as a matter of fact, it has been in the past really sensitive to cold, but then it quit hurting. I went, wonder about that. So I said, well, what else is going on? He said, well, as a matter of fact, the tooth does feel like it might be a little bit loose. And so he was figuring that that was part of the reason that it needed the crown. I said, would you mind if I took an x-ray of this tooth? Not at all. Go right ahead. So we take a periapical x-ray of the tooth. This tooth has severe periodontal disease. He has a long-standing gum infection around this tooth, and it has eaten at least 50% of the bone from around this tooth. Number two, the big filling that the dentist was wanting to replace with a crown, and the reason that the tooth was sensitive to cold earlier and now doesn't hurt anymore, is because the nerve of the tooth has died. It is dead as a post because there is a huge abscess at the bottom of the roots of the tooth. The tooth has to have a root canal or it needs to be removed. Now, given that you're starting to pile on here, A, tooth needs a root canal, B, tooth has really severe periodontal disease, you start to wonder and start to have conversations, is this a savable tooth? Remember, we just had a conversation. This guy has been going to the dentist all along, just fine, loves the hygienist, doesn't hurt, goes in, tink, tink, scratch, scratch, feel fine, looks good, you're great, out the door. He shows up at my place. I take one x-ray picture and all kinds of red lights and flags go flying in the air. So I said, this is what I see. And so we looked at the x-ray together, he and I, and he got really agitated. He said, no one has ever told me this. I said, I'm looking at about two teeth here on this x-ray. That's all I can tell you about. But I said, if you would want me to do a comprehensive exam, I would be happy to. I think you really would benefit from it. So he said, absolutely. So we scheduled him back in. In the meantime, you're ready for the next shoe to drop in the OMG Theater. In the meantime, we requested the x-rays from his previous office. And they dutifully packaged them all up and duplicated them and sent them to us. He had years and years of only what are called bite wing x-rays, the little side ones, the little square ones on the side where they put the little film in and you bite together. They put the x-ray machine up by your next to your face and bzz, it makes a little noise and you take the little cardboard piece out and they do two on one side and two on the other. That is the extent of his radiographic survey for years. And they weren't doing a great job because if you don't bite down all the way, you don't see the entire top of the tooth. And so he had, for the last 6 or 7 years, kind of cheated on it a bit and not bit down all the way because it was kind of pinchy. And so now we were only seeing the tops of the teeth, nothing of the bone. So we'd have no clue about periodontally. And so this is my cautionary tale, and this is what he was really ticked about, in that he was in a situation of supervised neglect. They had become so complacent, they had become so used to him that they had lost their edge in terms of being thorough, in terms of being complete, in terms of doing the radiographic survey that they needed in order to tell him he had a disease state. They should have been treating his periodontal disease for the last probably 10 years. Instead, they kept doing these quickie profies, quickie cleanings, never looking or having able to see the bone was melting around. And it wasn't around just the one tooth. It was every tooth in his head. And this is a massive amount of ketchup because bone won't grow back once it dissolves away. We humans, if we lop off our finger, it won't grow back. So if we lose our bone around our teeth, it's never growing back. It's the best we can do is get it healthy where it is. And I make the analogy, if you've lost half of the bone support of your teeth, think of it as the big mailbox post in your front yard. If you went out there every day and took a big scoop handful of dirt from around the post, you know, you'd be finally over a few years, you know, weeks and months and years, you'd be way down along the side of the post. You and I know the post is going to get loose. Teeth do the same thing. It with the fence, with the post, you can throw the dirt back in. Not with humans. You can't grow the bone back. So, do not get lazy. Do not get complacent. Do not get sloppy about demanding your care. Offices get lazy, complacent, sloppy. You are trusting the offices to do the right thing. You're trusting them to be thorough. That's why I always warn people when they come to see me and do a comprehensive exam, I say these exact words, let me warn you, this is going to be the most thorough, complete, exhaustive dental examination you'll ever have. I'm going to look at things nobody else has ever looked at. I'm going to be checking things nobody has ever checked. I'm going to never, ever, ever leave a stone unturned. I'm going to look under every rock. And you're going to be wondering to yourself halfway through the exam, what on earth does this have to do with dentistry? I said, trust me, I'll tie it all together at the end of our time together. And an hour and a half, 2 hours later, I'm finished with my comprehensive exam. And I promise you, I will tell you everything you need to know. Nothing sneaks up on Uncle Randy in terms of your health, your well-being, or what's in your best interest. So don't be complacent. Don't get into that old routine of it's just the same way every time, because you need to be an advocate for your own health. You need to be the advocate for making sure everybody does what they're supposed to do so that you don't wind up 6, 8, 10 years down the road with extensive periodontal disease and abscessed teeth that they were just going to put a crown on. There you have it. Now, up next, the COVID update, but I'm going to tell you how I would get us out of this mess. I'm going to show you where the fix is and how to do it. I'm going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. When is this coronavirus thing going to end? And what should you believe and not believe with all the COVID-19 info out there?
If the sun comes up tomorrow, it is only because of men of goodwill. It's all there is between us and the devil.
Well, that's why we say trust your truth ambassador, Dr. Randy Shoup, to help you through Corona-geddon. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Check out DTSradio.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it is so good to have you here. Thank you very, very much. I am always honored when you decide to spend time with me. And as I have promised, I am going to continue to give you the COVID-19, the coronavirus update. From the CDC, we have 223,000 deaths in the United States. There is a spike in the new cases across the United States. There is a slight uptick in hospitalization, but the spike in new cases is much greater than the uptake in hospitalization. Our death rate for coronavirus still declines ever so slowly, but we seem to have a pretty good handle on how to manage things. It's simply the volume of managing it that might become a challenge. In Indiana, we're pretty fortunate in that our positivity rate is at 6.5%, which is really pretty good. Our new cases are indeed up. Our death rate in Indiana is incredibly low. So the statistics indicate that if you get COVID-19, you will have a episode of sickness for sure, but the likelihood is you will recover and do fine. Hospitalizations are up, it is true, but we have roughly 38% of our ICU beds are unoccupied and available, and 80% of our ventilators are not being used at this particular time. So Indiana is sitting in pretty good shape if we do have an increase. Now, nobody expected this virus to be as virulent and nasty and have the legs that it does. Nobody. Nobody was expecting it to last this long. And nobody was expecting it to give us such a massive thump in terms of our society and the world and everything altogether. So how do we get out of this mess going forward? There are a lot of people that are hanging their hat on the vaccine. Let me give you a little bit of a reality check on the vaccine. Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, AstraZeneca, all major lead players in vaccine development, have all halted their trials because the vaccine that they are testing is making people sick. Vaccines aren't supposed to make people sick. You're supposed to maybe feel a little crummy for a day, but not have significant side effects. All three of those companies have halted their clinical trial because they are getting adverse incidents in administering the vaccine in a healthy population. And that's who gets the vaccine, a healthy population. You may have heard about China. China has a vaccine that they are having now distributed for widespread use. There's a company in China called Sinovac. There are probably 5 or 6 vaccines that are in the pipeline specifically in China. But this one by the Sinovac company has been fast-tracked, and it has not had clinical trials, but China is China. And they are using their population as the experiment. And they are producing millions of doses of this vaccine. When they first announced the vaccine's availability, people could sign up to get it, and they ran out. Students traveling abroad are getting priority on the vaccine because the Chinese are saying China is safe, the rest of the world isn't. If you are a student in China traveling abroad, you get the first doses of it. Nobody has any idea whether this thing is anything at all, if it's a placebo, if it's sugar water, if it actually works. Nobody has a clue. They are negotiating, the Chinese government and Sinovac is negotiating to let the WHO come in and monitor this. They're trying to see if the CDC can send representatives in to look at the data and follow these patients, but nobody knows anything about it. So don't hang your hat on a vaccine. So how do we get out of this mess? I'm going to give you my formula on how this works. Number one, the United States has huge borrowing power. It is the most reliable borrower on the planet. Right now, currently, interest rates, international monetary interest rates, are at insanely low amounts. So the United States, although we are running a massive deficit, and we are in the middle of a, for lack of a better term, a depression, we can still borrow a lot of money, and we should. And the United States should go into $2 or $3 or $4 trillion worth of debt because we need to get out of this. Our economy has slowed to a crawl. I don't care who says what. If you look at the numbers and the statistics, if you look at the numbers of people out of work, jobs lost, we are in a stalled economy. The Congress needs to pass a $1 trillion package, and they need to do the following things. Number one, it needs to subsidize or pay our citizens, U.S. citizens, for being quarantined if you get COVID. Nobody wants to get tested because nobody wants to get know if they're positive because nobody wants to be out of work because you're not getting paid to be out of work and the workflow is stopped. The United States needs to compensate every citizen if you are tested and positive to go home and pay you to be home for 14 days. We need to reimburse every business in the United States for the money they have paid for the COVID protection measures. All the restaurants that have set up extraordinary things that they'll never use again. All of the nail salons that have bought all the plastic partitions. You can name anywhere you go, anywhere, all of the extra sterilization the United States government needs to have these businesses, every business in the United States, submit their receipts and be reimbursed for that expenditure. We need to pay in the United States any earner that earns less than $100,000 a year that amount of money that gives them that same earnings during the COVID. So for 2020, we need to look at their 2019 tax returns and then find out what amount of deficit there is. The United States government needs to pay each citizen a cash payment so that their 2020 earnings are equal to their 2019 earnings. We need to have a nationwide mask mandate, and we need to mandate that every citizen in the United States get tested within a month. We have the capability of doing that testing, but every citizen needs to present themselves to be tested. And if you are tested positive, you get a mandatory 10-day isolation, and you will be paid to be home for that isolation. We need to give, through the SBA, 0% guaranteed loans for existing businesses. If existing businesses are struggling, they can't make it, you can get a 0% loan for the amount of cash you need to keep your business going. And lastly, we need to freeze, put a total freeze on all evictions and all utility shutdowns. They can't shut off your electric. They can't shut off your water. They can't shut off your cell phone, those necessities of life, gas. They can't shut those things off, and they can't evict you if you are short or behind on your payment. Now, you ultimately have to make those up, but that's because the government is going to reimburse you for your loss during this time, so the money will come in so that you can catch up with the landlord, you can catch up with the gas company and the electric company and the water company. You can do those things, and you would be expected to do those things. So the United States has to have a two-pronged approach. If you are a student of Adam Smith by any chance and have read his book, The Wealth of Nations, you will understand the macroeconomics of this and how a nation like the United States, when we are flush with money, that's when we start to pay down the deficit. When we're flush with money, it's not when we pass a gigantic tax reduction bill that that slashes corporate income tax, that's when we start to bank money away. We have to be smart. We have to act like Germany. Germany is one of the most solvent nations in the world. That's because when they are flush with money, they don't give it all back. They pay off their debt. When they are struggling, they borrow money and support their citizens. It's smart macroeconomics. So there you have Uncle Randy's formula, and all they have to do is just call me up. I'll go there. I'll help them out. I'll write it all down for them. Just have them listen to the show. No problem. Now, up next, you get to meet my buddy Mike. He has paid a fortune. He has put his behind in a dental chair for hours on end, thinking everything was perfect. He was wrong, and he's not happy about it. He's going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. Leading the rising up of dental consumers who are sick and tired of being taken advantage of. No more unnecessary procedures so you can just be drilled, filled, and billed. That is over. And the Dr. Shoup Show is leading the revolution. Learn more or ask your questions now at ddsradio.com. Now, here's the dental industry game changer, Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very much. And you know, if you listen to the program at all, this is my favorite part because I get to introduce to you old friends, new friends, and Michael is one of my kind of newer friends. Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great tonight. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I teased a little bit and told everybody you are truly a dental veteran. You have spent countless hours parked in a dental chair. You have gone through the wars. You have ponied up a ton of cash. And when you and I first got together, everything was supposedly done and over and finished, but it wasn't, was it?
That's all true. Yeah.
Oh man. So what was it that prompted you to come see me in the first place? And then when we met, it had to be a shock. I am so sorry.
Well, actually I was, listening to this radio show and I really liked a lot of things you had to say. It was really interesting. All the different tactics you used to help people. And, that's what made me talk to, my family about going up there. And, a couple of my family members have been up there. Yeah, and that's what got me in your chair.
Well, I appreciate that. So, over the years, you have been truly a dental veteran. You have dutifully gone for your checkups and your fix-ups, and you have, when the dentist told you needed this or you needed that, you didn't really hesitate much. You said, okay, fine, great. And you had an expectation that everything was restored in good shape and healthy. But when you and I got together and looked at things, it was quite a bit different, wasn't it?
Oh, correct. Yeah. I mean, I spent so much time getting things fixed. And, every time I got in the seat, it was, oh, well, we got another crown to do or another cavity to fill or, even doing cavities before they even became cavities.
Oh, man. So what was that like for you? I mean, you have an expectation, I assume, that things were getting better, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, I was told that everything was getting fixed. And, but I noticed every time I went in the seat, my bite was different. Things would change every time I got a new crown or just some work done. I'd have to start chewing differently.
And so
different things like that.
How many times do you think that's happened over the years?
I've been regularly going to a dentist since I can remember. So I'm not sure.
So 10, 15, 20 times they've worked on your teeth. Every time your bite changes.
Easily.
Oh, good grief. So you came up, we started looking at things together and immediately decided, your bite's way off.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take long, did it?
No.
So we fixed you up with a gadget. We've talked about it on the program here for the folks. We fixed you up with what's called a COIS positioner. How was that?
Yep. Yeah, I still use it. It feels very comfortable. It definitely helps my jaw relax and helps me just not clench my teeth and grind my teeth.
Well, yeah, what the COIS positioner does is it really allows the patient to rest and their jaws not to be engaged in fighting all the muscles. And like you said, it feels so relaxed and so comfortable, and it interrupts that whole desire to grind the heck out of your teeth. But when we started looking at the x-rays and the pictures, there were some pretty big deficits in the dental work you thought was perfect, wasn't there?
Oh, definitely.
To the point, I'm sorry to say, you've had to have a couple of root canals. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I've had teeth just start hurting on me middle of the day, and just several days later, and now I have to go in to get another root canal. I think I've had 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's so... Once it's what I've told everybody on the show, and one of the reasons I have so shied away from and migrated away from crowns is you grind a tooth down for a crown or a cap like you've had, you mm-hmm. expose all the nerves on the tooth, and it's a miracle they all don't die off. It really is. And so now that we've started putting things back together and you're doing your root canals, tell me how things are going.
My teeth are, we're halfway through the process, and I can feel, one side's done. They've never fit better. I can feel the bite lining up. I went through the deep cleaning that you guys do on everything, and my teeth have never felt cleaner. My new process for cleaning my teeth is just great. I really, really has been a game changer for me.
Well, I couldn't be happier for you, man. I mean, if there's a guy that deserves dentistry to turn him a winning card rather than be his enemy, it's you. On behalf of all dentists, I really want to apologize for kind of the mistreatment that you have received, because you really did receive. You paid for a service and goods that you honestly didn't receive.
Yes, paid a lot of money.
Yeah, that's highly embarrassing our profession would do that for somebody like that. But man, I appreciate your stamina. I appreciate your perseverance. Yeah, like you said, we're halfway home. The rest of it's coming, and so we'll get it to where your bite doesn't change every time. And once we get you restored, by golly, let's keep you that way for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, and I feel confident that's going to happen.
Hey, Michael, thank you very much for taking your time and telling your story. I'm sure somebody out there listening is going to go, that sounds just like me. I'm sure you've helped somebody that you don't even know. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Hi, man. I'll see you soon.
Yep.
See you later. All right. See you later. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed listening to that as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. You know, it is always a treat and a pleasure to be able to do such a wide variety of research. You know, it's actually fun to I get to explore all these various things that probably the average dentist wouldn't actually get the opportunity to go think about. So thank you very much for going to ddsradio.com and submitting all of your questions and ideas and bits and pieces of information you would like me to dive deeper into. I hope I do a job that you are, approving of. So, I want you to know that we are mounting our Kenya campaign for next year. We're already gearing up. We're going to make 2 trips because we got skunked in 2020. So, until you and I have a chance to chat next time, be sure to brush and floss.
Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling,